Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I have a little special treat for you. So if you paid attention at all last week with what we were doing with our marketing, we hosted a masterclass called Built for Profit on how you can really start to increase profitability in your practice and that sort of thing. Had a ton of fun. But I wanted to give you a little sneak peek if you weren't on the class or if you were and you just want to kick in your ass again. Brandy, at the end of the masterclass, we're wrapping up questions and that sort of thing. And she just asked me like, hey, Steph, can you just share some of your magic? What makes you different? And I'm like, okay. Like she kind of put me on the spot and completely unscripted, completely off the wall. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know that there's points in time where I just get into flow and it just starts flowing and I can't help it. And it just starts coming out and you can't stop me even if you tried. And so I don't know, we need like a signature name for these. Like, I don't know if it's Steph Riffs, if it's Steph Tangents, like, I don't know what it is. But she asked me that and I really told some stories all inside of here that I probably haven't told in one time. I also just went through kind of the progression and the evolution of what I've had to do with my own mindset over the years. And, you know, we were chatting about it afterwards and we're like, God, that was just so much fun. And I truly love getting in flow like that. That's why I love doing hot seat coaching. It's why I love doing like Q&As because I am not excited by just presenting a PowerPoint, right? That's the thing. Every business coach out there has the tactical. They have the strategy, at least most of them. If they're actually doing it for themselves, they have it. And if they're not, that's a whole different story that we don't have time for today. But most business coaches out there are going to teach you some kind of strategy. But what I do differently is I get to the root of who you are. And even if you've hidden that for 35 years, even if you have no idea who you are, I help activate it inside of you so that you can see the potential in yourself, so that you can realize that you are worth it, that you are the magic, that if most of your problems are your fault, you're also the solution. And I just love activating people and getting them to expand their mind for what's possible. And so I share a little bit of that with you here. Have a listen.
I think that you've shared so much of the tactical, right? We're going to cover this in 90 Days Room. We're going to cover this. You have to share your magic with the people. We are going to give the tactical, right? They're getting Nikki, they're getting Gabrielle, they're getting you, they're getting so much. Honestly, like this price is truly a no-brainer, but I really want you to talk about your magic, right? Because you hit it on it and people don't realize, guys, unless you've been in person with Steph and have just felt her energy, I feel so lucky I get to work with her. But like at Profit and Purpose, you felt that energy of Steph and like she just pulls these things out of you. She makes you believe you can run through a wall and become a millionaire, even if you never Yes. Like she wants all of us to win. And I think that you really have to touch on that because you did it a little bit and I need to hear more. And the people are listening for.
I shared earlier, I've had to work on my mindset over and over again. So that's why I know I'm one of the best fucking mindset coaches out there. I can say that without an ego because it's been a lifelong study of mine, fixing my own mindset first so that I could facilitate it in others. When I'm telling you guys, I've had people come to me and say, you literally just fixed in one session what talk therapy couldn't fix in 5 years. And I don't know how you did it. I'm a projector in human design too. So if you guys don't know human design, you'll find out about it in 90 Day Sprint because I'm also a proponent of like, what's your human design? What's your chronotype? What's your Enneagram? Because that information is going to help us build a business that's aligned with who you are innately. Not like trying to duplicate what I'm doing, not trying to duplicate what anybody else on the call is doing. Who are you innately? Because when we tap into that, that's how we build a super aligned practice scales so much quicker. I can tell you, I'm one of the best at mindset and seeing potential inside of you guys that you haven't even seen in yourself. And so I can pull that out of you because I've done it for a living. That's literally what gets me excited. You can even ask my team. When we're talking about marketing, I'm like, somebody else fucking teach. Like, I know it. I'm so good at it. I am so good at marketing, but I don't want to teach you how to get more new patients in the door. I want to figure out what's holding you back from living a life that you are so fucking proud of, that lights your hole on fire, that creates generational wealth for your family, that allows you to take a vacation as many times as you want a year. I want to figure out what's preventing you from doing that because if I can fix that, your life is never going to be the same. And I know I can fix that inside of you. There's nothing that you could tell me that would make me judge you. There's nothing you could tell me that would make me think differently of you. There's nothing you could tell me that I haven't heard. And I've had to overcome everything on my own. I've had to overcome self-worth. Like, I've had to overcome feeling like I had all of these things. I had to really overcome victim mentality. A lot of people know this because I'm not quiet about it, but like, both of my parents are alcoholics and drug addicts. My dad went to jail when I was 10. There was a lot of evidence stacked against me that I wasn't supposed to be successful, or like, I was just going to be what everybody else wanted me to be, right? But there was always something inside of me being like, oh, but what a job, just a little bit more. When I had my first 10K of profit, I was like, so excited, celebrating, Kyle and I are going out to dinner, celebrating with like Surf and Turf, and like, oh my God, we're going to be so rich. And then a little voice inside of my head was like, but what if you could do more? And it's not more in a greedy way. It's not more in like transparently, guys, like, I don't need coaching in order to sustain my lifestyle. Your girl's got a bougie ass lifestyle. The practices facilitated that. Coaching is the cherry on top, and it's what I'm so passionate about. I did this shit for free for so many years because it gets me so excited. I want to activate the potential within you. And so when we uncover those stories, and anybody who is at Nashville or anybody who did the identity work inside $1 Million Movement will tell you, when you dive into those aspects, the game changes. Everything seems possible for you. And that's why, like, the girls on the call that are thinking about starting a project, I know you can do it. I know you can, because it is not hard. It is not rocket science. There's a blueprint that you have to follow. But the hardest part is going to be, and what I can't do for you, even though I can help facilitate it for you, is activating the self-belief in yourself. Activating that you know everything you want wants you to. We're in Naples at the Expanders Retreat. My husband and I have a home in Naples, Florida, because we don't love the winter in Jersey. We were driving up to the Expanders Retreat at a beautiful hotel, and there's just these insane condos there. And I'm like, oh, babe, we could upgrade to this. I just believe any possibility could be my reality if I want it bad enough. Then I got online and I was like, that little condo is $3 million. Okay, I don't know. I still want it. I don't care when I get it, but I know if I want it, it wants me too. And that's how I want you guys to start thinking about your dreams. Whatever you want wants you too. That's why it was placed on your heart. So those of you that are starting a practice, it was placed on your heart for a reason, because it's meant for you. Those of you that are like, hey, I'm already doing really great. And it's not just money, by the way. If you guys know me, if you've listened to the podcast at all, like, wealth to me is so much more than money. It's about having beautiful relationships in my life, friendships, experiences, team that I'm excited about. It's about all of this all-encompassing aspect. It just so happens I'm really good at helping you make more money too. So I have to talk about that, because it's a skill set for sure. But I don't know. Now I'm going on a tangent, Brandy. Look at what you fucking did. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. All I know is that I see potential in every single one of you. And my goal is for you to see that much potential, okay? If you can see it, business is a game. It is nothing more than a game. We overcomplicate it because we think that we have to do certain things in order to be successful. When you get quiet, when you listen to your intuition, it is going to tell you what you need to do. But we've gotten so used to it, and society has quieted that whisper. It's quieted that intuition for years and years that we can't even listen to ourselves anymore. We're not even being guided by our own intuition, our own innate, because we just have been told to silence it, right? And so part of my work that I do with you guys, and whether it's a mini program or a big program, is like, what do you want? It doesn't matter what Steph wants. What do you want? Because once we get clear on that, and once we have that vision, literally we can accomplish anything in the world together. Absolutely anything. And it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be like a walk in the park always, because entrepreneurship isn't. But when you get crystal clear on what you want, you also build up this confidence and you build up this resilience that nothing will stop you. You could take away everything I have tomorrow and I would get it back within 30 days, probably, because of who I am at my core, because I've worked on who I am, because I've worked on my worth does not come from the amount of money I make. My worth does not come from what people say about me. My worth does not come from how I look. My worth comes because I'm just worthy. And that wasn't always the case. I had to do work on that. But once I did that work, once I dove into the parts of myself that I like maybe was keeping hidden, or maybe that I didn't always want to look at because it's uncomfortable. Nobody's doing the deep shit. It's uncomfortable as hell. But once I did, it was like, oh, I'm the problem. And if I'm the problem, I'm also the solution. I just have to be willing to bet on myself. I have to be willing to say I'm worthy of this and more. I have to say I'm worthy of my goals. I have to say I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get it. I have to be willing to invest in myself. And when you are willing to do all of that, nothing is impossible. But some of you can't do it on your own. And I can't do it on my own. I've had mentors my whole life. Because again, I want somebody who's 10, 15 steps ahead of me, looking back and being like, hey, Steph, here's a pitfall that you might not see coming. Be anticipating for this. And now that I'm scaling this coaching company, I have mentors just in coaching that are like, hey, here's what you need to anticipate. Here's what you need to know that's going to happen. And also, like, when there's aspects of me that I get in my own head sometimes too, I'm not immune to that. Even today, Brandy was like, I just want you to read through all the testimonials that we've gotten in just 2025 because you need to know the work that you do is so important. I know you think it's never enough. I know that you just want to impact more people. You want to get people to understand this because it is not rocket science. If I could get you to understand how fucking easy it is to make money, you literally will change your entire life. But the hard part is this part right here in getting you to be willing to take the first step in order to do it. So I don't know if that's what Brandy wanted, but that's what she fucking activated inside of me, okay? Okay. I am the problem and I am the solution. Okay. Brandy seems like the ultimate hype woman. Listen, I will say, I'm very sad she's going on maternity leave, guys, soon, and I'm having panic attacks about it. I can't sleep. No, I'm just kidding. That's an exaggeration, but I will be when that baby comes because this is a really cool thing with team. And I did not get it right the first time I hired a team member. That's why I'm saying leadership is a muscle that has to be exercised. I did not get it right. The first hire I ever made at my chiro clinic, like I laugh. I was such a pussy that I couldn't even fire her because I was so scared. And I literally just said to her, like, I'm just gonna have you work from home. And she's like, what? How am I gonna do that? I'm like, you're just gonna make like Canvas or stuff for social media and then I'll just email you stuff to work on. And I never emailed her. That's how I fired her because I was so scared of firing somebody, but she was like not a good employee. So when I tell you, like, I've been through almost everything that you can imagine in entrepreneurship, I have, but also you get so much better at hiring and firing and you get highly qualified team like Brandy and Kate. You get people who want to support the mission with you when you just rip off the Band-Aid and do it, right? But I wouldn't be the kind of leader I am now for this team had I not been such a bad one previously. So some of you are so busy judging yourself of like, oh, I don't do this good or I don't do that good. You've never been taught. Of course you don't do it good. It's a learning lesson. And the more reps you get, the better you get at it. I didn't even used to have one-to-ones because I'm like, how am I going to have a hard conversation with somebody? I don't want to do this. So I would just avoid it. And so it's absolutely a muscle that gets exercised over time. But the point is when you do the hard shit, like having the hard conversations with team, diving deep within yourself, like you just get stronger, you get more confident, you get better. I used to be terrified to speak in camera. The first time I ever went in front of a group and it was like five students at Parker, it was 2020. I think it was like June 2020 because we were still in a mask mandate nonsense in Jersey. And I was like shaking like this. And it was five students. And no offense, but like I could say anything to students and they would be excited, right? Because they want to hear from people that are real, that are out there doing it. I'm freaking out. And it's like, okay, but I did it once and I didn't die. I did not die. So now I can do it again. And if I did it in front of five people, I could do it in front of 10 people. It's the same thing with going live on your Instagram. Those of you that are like scared to show your real authentic self, just do it once. Start with stories. You don't have to start with the feed, right? My whole thing in entrepreneurship has been testing myself and just trying something that's a little hard, a little scary. And then when I don't die from that, it's like, let's kick it up a notch, right? And if you can build that mentality and that strength and that endurance within yourself, then you're going to be unstoppable. And that's my fucking goal for you is like, how can you just be unstoppable and bulletproof and unfuckable with so much so that literally anything you want will happen. And it's never going to matter. And this is what happens when you do the inner work. It's never going to matter what happens to you when you realize you are the problem and the solution. And bad things happen to us outside of our control every day, whether it's in our personal life, whether it's in our business. Like I've had my fair share of hardships, 100%. But I always know it's working out for me. I always know it's a blessing. I had an ectopic pregnancy in 2019. We got pregnant really quick and I almost died. It was like the week before Thanksgiving. And then we rolled right into COVID in 2020. And I just think God, the universe, whatever you want to say, like, I don't think that happened to me. I think it happened for me because I don't think I would have been my best self. The amount of stress Kyle and I were under having two brick and mortars in Jersey during lockdown, don't think I would have been the best version of myself during that. And so I think it happened for me and I can see the beauty in that. And then also, I just am so fucking obsessed and in love with my son. I think Jethro was like, Mom, you need to move into a little bit bougier house because I'm a bougie baby. So I'm going to just wait till you make a little bit more money and then I'm going to come along. Okay. And he waited till the perfect time. I could look at that situation and be like, poor me, blah, blah, blah. But it was like, no, that was happening for me. And now I have the most beautiful child on earth. And so did it happen on my timeline? No, but it happened in the best possible way for me. When you can start to view your life like that, like everything is working out for you, you just become unstoppable and nothing can slow you down. Nothing can pull you off of your mission. We have a saying inside of the Wealthy Practitioner, bitch, don't quit. BDQ. Like you might cry, a bitch is going to cry. She's going to say she's going to burn it all down, but tomorrow she gets up and she does it again because there is nothing that you can do that will throw me off my game. My impact is too big. My mission is too big. My vision is too big. So you can try me, but you ain't ever going to get me to stop because I'm so dialed into my vision. And for some of you that maybe feel like you're lacking that vision or it's like too cloudy right now, you don't know what your vision is. You just have to sit, give yourself space, get super quiet, and the clarity will come through. But most of us are too busy being busy to actually get that. Gosh, Brandy, see what you did?
That is what I was waiting for.
This is why I don't even want a damn PowerPoint anymore on classes. Because it's like, I get into like my masculine energy when I have a PowerPoint because I'm like, here's a fucking calculator. And then when there's no PowerPoint, I can see your beautiful faces. Then I'm like flowing. I'm like channeling. I'm like, let's fucking go. Let's build 12 more businesses right now. I don't know. I'm going to do a petition, like book the PowerPoints maybe.
Yeah, that might be a new hashtag.
I don't know. Damn, that's going to be hard. How am I going to remember everything without the PowerPoint? Okay. Amazing, guys. Thank you so much for spending time with us. I hope it was helpful. We're going to send out the recording. I know there's already people because my phone's blowing up, people jumping inside a 90-day spread. I hope if you feel like you're feeling called to do it, that you just jump in, you bet on yourself, you say yes. You guys thought that was fire? Like, I bring this energy every fucking call, whether you like it or not. You're going to be trying to hide and you're going to not have your screen on. I'm going to be like, it's Wednesday at 1 o'clock. I'll let you have your screen not on at 9 p.m., but at Wednesday at 1 o'clock, we're here to build. We're ready to go. Let's do it.
Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.